This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Yeah. Let's go for a little ride.
And good morning. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante. Derek Piper to my left. Hans D to my right. It must be Friday. And we were just going through this. Stevie has invited all of us to a little Christmas celebration next Friday. And I said to him, I'm not sure I can swing that because I've got to obviously work another job. And he said, well, I'll just have to give my surprise to somebody else. And I immediately was like, you know what's going to happen? Hans D is going to show up one time and he's going to get my surprise. This is how it works around here. And it's so frustrating. But what can I do? There's nothing I can do.
Just lands the chopper in the parking lot.
Yep.
Strolls in for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And
I guess I'll have to
buzz business.
I'll have to quit my other job just to get my surprise for Christmas. Is basically what I'm learning today.
He's always got you looking over your shoulder.
It's incredible. It's just incredible, and it's frustrating, and whatever. But I play the good soldier. I welcome him in every Friday, and of course he'll do who you got at 5:30 today. Of course, his mom did paint me a couple of pictures, so because of that, it's bought him a few more shows here at SJ Broadcasting. All right, Illinois basketball versus Missouri. There's been a TV change. Now, I have a question. Is it still going to be on the SEC Network alternate channel? Because I actually get that, Derek. Or is it now just going to be on ESPNU?
I would hope the way your package is set up that you get, if you get SEC Network
I get
alternate,
both.
You also get ESPNU. So.
Yes.
I don't know that it will be now on the alternate channel, just ESPNU.
I was kind of proud. I was sticking out my chest saying, well, I'm going to be able to watch the game.
You're throwing the party together, right?
Right, exactly. So now I've got to cancel because now everybody can get ESPNU. There's no reason to come to Philo and have my beer. We can go somewhere else.
I disagree
now.
With that. As someone who's been there, and I did bring my own beer, but had beer there.
You absolutely did. In fact, you brought so many chips, I'm still eating them. Did you know that? Like you, and you did exactly what I do.
Well, you recommended it to me.
Yeah.
I said, what do I bring?
Well, there you go. Because normally, like when I go to a tailgate, first of all, there's always too much food. Always. And normally, you know, and I'm not saying this for any other reason because guys were making stuff too. Like I grilled bratwurst. My buddy Drew had done chicken, you know, with the Hooters sauce. So we had a lot of that stuff. We got wings from Hickory River. So we were in good shape. But then the females were bringing, like, I don't know, crock pot. I had like 4 crock pots in my house. And I'm like, what are in these crock pots? And so you were like, what can I bring? And I'm like, well, besides your own beer, I don't know. I said, bring some chips because that's what I do. And you brought so many chips that I'm still eating some Tostitos and Doritos. But I appreciate it.
Hey,
I guess
no
I could
problem.
Have brought them back to you.
Nah, it's all good.
What is the rule on that? I mean, once it's in your house and you're hosting the tailgate, the food is basically yours, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I laid claim to the extra Tostitos laying around, but it was awesome. I mean, I've been eating on that tailgate now for about 3. It's time for me to hold another one because I haven't had to go to the store between the tailgate and now. So here we go. So Illinois basketball tomorrow night against Missouri. I am so excited for that game. Like, tomorrow is a Saturday that I have nothing to do. So I think I'm going to get up, I'm going to go get some Christmas stuff done, and then I'm going to come home and watch the Illinois football game. Yeah, I'm going to watch it. You know, Pat Fitzgerald, he's never lost to Lovie, And he's like 12-4 against Illinois.
Yep.
And Northwestern is going to play in a championship, Big Ten championship game, what, for the second time in 3 years? Is that right?
Yeah.
And we sit here. Have you ever let your mind, and I'll be honest, I'll be frank, I'll be transparent. Going into this season was the first time in a long time that I've let my mind wander to the idea that Illinois could possibly play in the Big Ten championship game. But other than that, and obviously that was a grand fail, so then I sit here and think to myself, in my Illinois mind, when should I expect an Illinois football program to play and to represent the West in the Big Ten championship game? And here you've got your neighbor to the north, which has no business being better than you, especially being this much better than you, and they're about ready to play their second championship game in 3 years.
That's frustrating.
It really is.
And no, it's been a long time since I've gotten to the point of, or maybe even since they had the Big Ten title game, that you think Illinois is going to win the West and be that representative. Now, when we went and picked out the schedule leading into the season, I was like, yeah, home game against Iowa,
yeah,
no Nate Stanley. Why not? Why don't you win that game?
Absolutely.
And I think you could have made the argument for beating a Northwestern team before we saw them bounce back as they did. Where a season ago, they didn't have a Big Ten win.
Mm-mm.
Until they started their third or fourth string quarterback in Champaign and ran for 4,000 yards and ended up getting that one done. But, yeah, you're just at a state of sad affairs. And I know a lot of people out there are going to not actively root for Northwestern because you might yak if that's the case.
Correct.
But plenty of people want to see change, and I think a loss tomorrow would help that. But it's going to be an ugly game
because
you look at the weather. It's going to rain. It's like 20 to 25 mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah.
You have a really good Northwestern defense.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't feel very good about Illinois' offense looking anything too pretty. But, it's hard to imagine Illinois competing too much in that game. But then again, maybe Northwestern looks past you because they already – have their spot in the
True.
Big Ten title. And they messed around and lost to Michigan State. And some of those games, was it Jay Layman that said they get up for the big games this year, but they kind of let those teams that aren't supposed to beat them hang around, and Illinois is going to be one of those teams.
It was almost like when Tom Izzo was a big backer of John Gross. And you kept thinking, why are you such a fan of John Gross? Well, I know why you're a fan of John Gross. And it's almost like I could see Pat Fitzgerald telling his team, hey, we're going to go ahead and tank today. And because we want that to continue where we're going there in Champaign, and we'll see.
That would be some real commitment to owning the state or to be the best Big Ten football program in the state, best program in the state.
Oh, man.
That'd be a high level.
Oh, I was reading the article today in the Illini Inquirer that you guys all make your picks, Maria Guzman.
Jeremy, Gavin
Ryan
Good,
Easterling.
Jeremy.
Yep, Ryan Easterling. And I was sitting there reading these, and before we got to that, Jeremy always puts in there like the series, the overall series. Illinois leads the overall series, 37-35 and some ties or something like that. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, that's getting dangerously close now to Northwestern passing you in the season series. And then I was reading about, the uptick of Northwestern. In other words, not the uptick, but what they do well. And they've got a running back who has been kind of feast or famine. Like, he's run for a couple of 100-yard games. And then I think against Purdue or Iowa, he ran for a yard. Like, 7 carries for 1 yard. And against another team, he ran for like 9 yards. And the article basically states, so Illinois maybe will have a chance to. And then I started thinking, last year, their four-string quarterback ran for like 150 on you. So I don't see this running back being stopped, but maybe, a lot of, and I'll say this in the comments, a lot of Illinois fans were comparing it to the Purdue game last year when there was a downpour in West Lafayette and Illinois dominated. That's one of the most dominant games I've seen an Illinois football team play in 10 years. And maybe that's the case. Maybe that'll go in Illinois' favor and they'll be able to kind of control the line of scrimmage and get some points. I know in that game, the defense scored a touchdown. I think it was Tony Adams, right? Had a pick six. So maybe that'll be the case. I mean, I never want to lose. And I know what you're saying. I know you're kidding on that. But I don't ever want to lose. But yet you, for the Bears this weekend,
I'm fully committed.
You are
to that. I'm all in.
Completely.
They've lost me. We don't need to get too far down that road.
Who was the coach before Kingsbury? Steve Wilks or whatever his name was. I was like that with the Arizona Cardinals by like week nine. I'm like, just lose every game because this guy needs to be gone as our head coach. But certainly I don't do that at the college level. I never root for an Illinois loss, ever.
No.
And I know you were kidding about it, but it's like, I don't know that we have to sit there and necessarily worry about it.
No, and your rooting interest isn't going to sway the game one way or another, as much as we like to think as fans sitting at home. But, but there is conflicting feelings. There have to be for fans out there just on wanting Illinois to win, but just wanting something different. A lot of fans do. And to the point about the Purdue game, it's a little bit different because Purdue is all aerial attack. So you throw them in a monsoon, and you're putting a fighter pilot in a submarine.
Wow, look at that analogy.
Yeah, I don't know if that makes sense, but I thought...
Hans, could you drive a submarine?
No.
Okay, so there you go. Now, I mean, yeah. Not that Hans is to the pilot, you know, the fighter pilot level just yet, but could you captain a sailboat?
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, see. A very simple one.
Of course.
Just got to keep him above water. Of course. He's still comfortable.
See, can you imagine Hans, like... Whoever he decides, whatever lucky girl out there that he decides to date, their first date is going to be in a plane flown to a very nice location in Florida where they will exit the plane and then immediately get into a sailboat where he will take her out on a sunset cruise with his aviators on, his hair is perfect. And at the end of the day, she's going to be like, this is incredible. That's the best date that anybody would ever have. And Hans D has the ability to do both of that.
Wow.
Piper, we're done.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a Mission Impossible movie where you fly out of the exploding building and then you land by the water and then get into a boat and cruise away. And it's just kind of like...
And then mysteriously, when he gets the boat back in towards the shore, somehow he will hit a button and it will be able to drive. It will be like a turn into like a Aqua drive car or something. And he'll drive her to this lovely... you know, hotel, and they're on the top floor, king suite, president's suite.
Yep.
And, you know, Hans will walk in, and the guy will walk up and say, Hans, how are you? And it'll be a family friend, and he will have, you know, it's too much. But back to Illinois, Hans. You've interrupted our
talk on
Illinois. But, yeah, I mean, you're right about that. I mean, Purdue was a team that, because they relied so much on the pass, that they couldn't necessarily run the ball, whereas Northwestern tomorrow, they can run the ball.
They're built like Iowa.
Yeah.
And Iowa can win that boring, ugly brand of football where they're going to play great defense. They'll run it. They'll try to establish the run, but now they have a better quarterback in Peyton Ramsey. So not optimistic.
And the running back is the Anderson kid, right? That was Damian Anderson's son.
Anderson?
Yeah, Drake. Damian was the good running back for Northwestern. He actually played for the Arizona Cardinals for a while.
That's right.
He was a really good running back, and I know Illinois was hard into that recruitment with him, trying to get him down to Illinois. Now, I'm certainly not going to complain about what Illinois has in the running back room. They have plenty of talent in that running back room, so I don't think that's a huge miss to get Drake Anderson. But that being said... he will be a key tomorrow to be able to stop if Illinois is going to have a chance to get a victory, which would be the third victory. And Lovie keeps talking how that would be big to get that third victory. And I don't disagree with that, but we'll see. We'll see. Illinois and Northwestern, I don't have a lot of good mojo, if you will, going into that game, thinking that Illinois is going to go up and shock the Cats. I don't know. I know
we mentioned while we're on
will have them winning.
Yeah. Speaking of Hans on the text line from 217, Hans could have the bachelor-type date but without the help of the producers and the crew.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In fact, Hans would show up and say, I could give you a rose, but I don't need to give you a rose. And the girl would be like, oh, man, he's brash, he's arrogant, he's good-looking, he can fly, he can sail. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah, Hans has got the life, man. He's got the life. College of Aces text line, that's what that was on. Mike says the problem is who would come to Illinois to coach. Well, you'd be surprised. If you throw money out, guys will come here and coach.
You got to get to a point of, you have to assume you can get an upgrade. Now, are you going to get the top guy on your list? Maybe, maybe not.
Right.
But I would think you'd be able to get somebody for what you're willing to expend as far as resources.
I mean... Tom Herman's in trouble at Texas. Somebody told me today his buyout's like $30 million. Is that right?
They had a really high one for Shaka Smart, too, and there was a lot of talk of we'd really like to get rid of him, but there's a ton of money tied up in the buyout.
Holy cow.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, isn't Ed Ogeron in trouble down at LSU, maybe? Did you see that they, you know, they self-imposed? You guys may have talked about it the day I was gone. That they self-imposed some sanctions on themselves, and it all stemmed from the national championship game. Who was the receiver?
Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham gave $4,000, I think, to like four players, or $2,000 to four players, and now LSU's in trouble with the NCAA. So in a year where they're 3-5, LSU came out brazenly and said, we're just going to go ahead and not go to a bowl this year. It's like, oh, well, that's big of you. You're 3-5.
After Joe Burrow leaves you, and you're not very good, Alabama blasts you, and you're like, yeah, you know, no bowl. No bowl for us.
Good for him, though. A 217, and we have not talked about this, so maybe we mentioned it yesterday.
I don't think we did.
Okay. Have you guys touched on Lovey choosing not to attend the virtual Illinois High School Coaches Clinic? I don't think we did touch on that. I saw that tweet the other day. I saw it on Wednesday night that they are having, every year they do this coaches clinic, of course, always in person. And I'll say this, Lovey has always been very active in it in the past, as have a lot of Illinois coaches, because a lot of times it's right here at Memorial Stadium. It's in Champaign-Urbana. So, I mean, by default, you almost have to take part in it. This year it's virtual. Pat Fitzgerald's going to be part of the virtual thing. He's going to run like a segment of it. Kurt Warner, the quarterback, former quarterback, is going to run a segment. Mike Locksley, the Maryland coach, is going to run a segment. And they asked Lovey to do that, and he declined. And basically his reasoning was, we're in the middle of a season right now, so I'm not going to do that. And there's like 500 Illinois high school coaches that are signed up for this thing. Now, you can talk to me all day about everything, but the optics of that, that doesn't look good.
It's really bad. It's really bad, and I understand. No, because if you were to participate in it and someone goes, oh, look at Lovey at this coaches clinic, in the middle of game week and you're trying to beat Northwestern, yeah. But Fitzgerald's doing the same thing,
yeah.
Locksley, and the fact is everyone wants to see him be more involved and more invested in recruiting and correct. Trying to pull the state back towards the state school, and it's just not there. So the fact that, yeah, this is normally in the spring, it's normally here in Champaign, it's easy for you to be active and involved, but for you to say no to that where you can't coordinate a time, take 15 minutes out of your game plan to talk to these coaches who clearly you need to win back, that's bad.
Derek, if Illinois was 6-0 and needed this victory over Northwestern to get to the Big Ten title game, I'd probably be like, well, he could probably still find time, but that's fine. I'm fine with Lovey taking all week to get ready for Northwestern and get Illinois to where a place they've never been in the championship game, but you're not 6-0. You're 2-4. You don't land any Illinois recruits, hardly. You've got Olin Kreutz's son coming. I mean, you've had some Illinois recruits. Your whole offensive line is an Illinois, basically, recruit.
Not in last year's class.
No.
Zero in last
Zero
year's class.
Zero last year and one?
And then this year you have maybe one of the top 15 or 20.
So, I don't know. There you go. Well, we addressed it. That's that. And then the 217, are you as angry about it as I am?
And see, that's the point.
I am angry about that.
Even if, say, you don't get Luke Fickell or put the name out there that you really, really want.
Mm-hmm.
If there's just somebody that would come in, number one, and can bring some new energy to the football program and sell it and go out on the recruiting trail, just mend some relationships.
Yeah.
Have a new voice, new presence about it. I think that on its own could elevate you a little bit more as a program. That's just my opinion.
No, I totally agree. Another 217 on the College of Aces text line said Lovey would have to resign to not be back next year. It's about money. We're in a pandemic. How much has the university lost? There is some truth to that. Now, I'll say this. My dad told me early on in life, never try to understand. What was the way he would say it? Never try to predict how much money somebody has. You never know. That guy down the street from you that lives in that little one-story ranch house, he may have $2 million in the bank, and you just don't know it, right? So I don't know that there's not some boosters out there that would come up with the money needed for a buyout and then, of course, to hire another coach. Now, that said, it is going to take money because not only are you getting rid of one coach with having to, you know, spend money to get rid of him, then you've got to turn around and pay if you want to, you know, keep up with the Joneses, if you will. You're going to have to pay a lot of money to get the next coach in here. So it's kind of a double whammy. That was a great game show, by the way, back in the day. But that said, I just have a feeling that if you needed that money, you could come up with it.
I would think so. And it's important to note that it's not the university and the DIA are different entities. So that's separate.
Good point.
The fact that you do have to pay, if it's after January 1st, the $1 million buyout and then the rest of his contract, I mean, that's not small. That's not a small chunk of change, but to some people, it might be. We have seen within the last month or month and a half, two $1 million donations for the Ubbin renovations. There are some big pocket people out there. Big pocket people, that sounds cool.
Who I'm not a big pocket person.
Would be willing to contribute to something new.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Well, we have held off all year of doing a coach's draft, but I have a feeling if tomorrow goes like we think it is, I think next week we have to do it. Don't you think? We have to do a coach's draft with you and Trevor and I and try to figure out who we would take as the next coach. You and I both like the same person.
Yeah.
But we'll keep silent. Yep. We'll keep it silent on that. But we'll see.
Way to derail bragging rights talk on football.
Yeah, what are we doing? That's my fault.
We got it out of the way. Get the rest of the show.
There you go. Boom. We're going to who you got at 5:30. We'll hear from Brad Underwood. Speaking of that, we'll hear from him for about 14 minutes from a press conference he had today. We'll do that at 5 o'clock. Coming up, Gabe DeArmond. He covers the Missouri Tigers. So we're going to talk to him and get his thoughts on an undefeated Missouri team. It's an older team. I know Brad Underwood preached on that. You're at their place, so that will make a little bit of a difference, I would think. So here we go. You're going down to the game tomorrow. We've got to take a break here to get Gabe on, but your initial feelings on this, are you still feeling pretty good that Illinois can go down and still take care of business?
I think you're the better team.
Yeah.
Now, Missouri has played you really, really well, and they have shown that they're willing to get up for this game. I'm excited for you to hear some of the comments about that Underwood had to say about maybe a different mentality of taking this one personal.
Oh.
I liked his response today. I liked that Io said we owe them one back on Tuesday.
You know what I love about Io is he doesn't play the cool cat thing. He doesn't play the, well, we're ranked 6th in the country. We're cool. We're going to go in there and win. Because you can't do that. Missouri will throw you down. I love that Io is like, we owe them.
Yeah.
I love that about him.
Absolutely. Now, this is going to be, I think as this game pans out, you're going to be like, this is a decent amount tougher challenge than Duke was. Just because of how much older they are and the way that they're playing right now. So I'm excited for the game. Going to be there. 2-point spread right now. Illinois is a favorite. I think it will be close. It traditionally is.
Yes.
And, I'm fired up.
It's going to be fun. And we do owe them. I mean, this one is personal with Mark Smith and Jeremiah Tillman and Javon Pickett, who this is his one game a year he circles and plays. And I'll give him credit. He shows up for this game. He has two straight years. So you owe him. And we don't like Konzo Martin, right? I mean, we've kind of forgotten about him because they haven't been very good. But yet they've beaten Illinois the last two times. But this is an undefeated Missouri team. This will be a nice challenge for sure, for Illinois tomorrow night. When we come back, we'll visit with Gabe DeArmond and get his thoughts on this game tomorrow. If you want to weigh in, a lot of you have, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. The College of Aces text line, I just saw this. George and Philo said, even worse now, Tom Allen from Indiana joined that clinic as a late participant in the virtual clinic. The optics just got worse in the last couple of days. I didn't realize that. Oh, man. Okay. You can follow us on Twitter. Just search at The Drive 93.5. I'm at Lonte ESPN. See you.
I'm at DPiper 247. Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at stevieJ.com, stevieJay.com, You can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Boom. Just search Tane Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Talking bragging rights with Gabe DeArmond next. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team is gearing up for what could be a historic season. You can gear up. Show off your fandom at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Shop their huge selection of new merchandise with everything from Nike tees and headwear, champion sweatshirts, and of course, their famous House of Pain and Flying Illini apparel. They have everything you need to get ready for this Illini basketball season. Head down to their stores at the corner of 6th and Green in campus. Down, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. 150 degrees one day, sub-zero temperatures the next. We test so it runs.
CU Trade Services for commercial and residential, working with highly trained technicians for plumbing, electrical, and HVAC. Get your furnace checkup now with details found at thecuservices.com, your local train dealer.
It's hard to stop a train.
At Bonnie and Soul, you know that their experienced associates have been helping runners get the proper fit for over 41 years. And during this time, Bonnie and Soul Sports encourages you to go running or walking or anything to stay in shape to keep you fit both mentally and physically. And at Bonnie and Soul Sports, they offer free shipping on any purchase over $69. Bonnie and Soul Sports is also safe to visit with all COVID and CDC guidelines followed. Body and Soul Sports, simply the best at what they do, just off Neil near Curtis in Savoy. Visit them at bodyandsoulsports.com.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at ABCHeatingAndAC.com.
Urbana Park District is coming to you. Introducing Urbana. Urbana is the Park District's new mobile recreation unit. Through a generous partnership with the Carl Foundation, bringing fun activities to a neighborhood near you will happen more frequently. Follow Urbana on Facebook and Instagram to see where it will be next. Remember, at Urbana Park District, you belong here. Visit urbanaparks.org for details.
Looking for Santa this holiday season? You won't have to travel very far. Join us at the Champaign County Fairgrounds December 11th through the 13th for Santa's drive-through workshop presented by Christie Clinic and Crisis Nursery. This event is free to attend and open to the entire community. Drive through with your little ones, grab a photo with Santa and Mrs. Claus, visit our giving tree, and snag a goodie bag while supplies last. More details can be found on Facebook by searching Crisis Nursery or by visiting crisisnursery.net.
Curtis Orchard with Randy and Debbie Graham celebrating the holidays is special at Curtis Orchard. I mean, you're really grateful for everybody coming in this season.
We've been very blessed to be part of this community and to build a business here that's been so well received.
With some great gifts like honey.
Oh, yeah, yes. There you go. That is a wonderful gift. A lot of people give that gift.
Mm-hmm.
People love to take preserves along and they crack it open right away. And we're staying open a little longer this year through December 23rd so that we can get those Christmas pie orders taken care of.
CurtisOrchard.com.
Join Cunningham Children's Home for a special holiday event, Cunningham's Luminaries of Hope and Live Nativity. For $10, you can purchase your very own luminary in memory of or honor of the special people in your life. 777 luminaries will be on display that represent each child, individual, and family we have served this year. On December 5th, 12th, and 19th, you can drive through our campus in Urbana to experience the magic as hundreds of luminaries light your way to the live nativity. More details about Luminaries of Hope can be found at cunninghamhome.org.
Old Man Winter will be here before you know it. Frozen and leaking pipes are two reasons to call ServPro. Immediate action is crucial with water damage, and the ServPro professionals respond quickly and utilize their advanced equipment and techniques. ServPro's action to your problem? Inspect water damage, extract water, dry and dehumidify, and clean and sanitize, restoring it like it never even happened. Call 217-355-0077. ServPro, the number one choice in the area for restoration. connection problems. Franchise is independently owned and operated.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Hans D. We'll be in at 5:30 for a little Who You Got Grab Bag Edition. One of the games that we'll talk about is Illinois and Missouri bragging rights tomorrow night in Columbia. A little bit of a difference this year in terms of travel. We now welcome in from PowerMizzou.com. He's the publisher of PowerMizzou.com, Gabe DeArmond. Gabe, welcome back to the show. How are you, my friend?
Not bad. What's going on, guys?
Not too much. We're thinking a lot of basketball around Champaign-Urbana in this area, and certainly the Bragging Rights game is one that everybody is excited that it's going to happen. Gabe, was there ever a thought to you earlier, maybe a couple, 3 weeks ago or four, that this game wouldn't happen?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Well, there was a time I thought that all these leagues would go conference only, and there's still a lot of people that think they probably should have, but I didn't think it would happen simply because I thought you're not going to have it in St. Louis. If people can't go, is this a game that you go out of your way to schedule? And both schools obviously wanted to, and that's great. I'm glad it's happening,
sure.
But it's too bad that the first time in quite a few years that this game and this atmosphere would be what we're used to in Columbia with family members in attendance, you know.
That's a great point.
Gabe, Illini fans have been feeling really good about their team for a while now. They're preseason top 10, off to a 4-1 start, number 6 in the country. But Mizzou is off to a really hot start, got a nice win against Oregon, beat up on Wichita State. What's really working from them right now, and what are you seeing out of the Tigers so far this season?
Well, you know, the interesting thing, and if you look at the matchup here, I think Illinois has at least the number one and number two individual players, might have 1, 2, and 3, but Missouri doesn't have one guy who it's going to be him every night necessarily, but they have a bunch of different guys. They have a really balanced roster. They're all really experienced. Almost everybody is, you know, in their third or fourth year playing together, except Kobe Brown is a sophomore. And there was a lot of talk this offseason that, hey, experience is going to be big because nobody got a regular offseason. Nobody's really practiced together. Nobody's really played together. So the rosters that have been together for a while might benefit. And I think that's happened. And this is, you know, everybody knows the injury problems Missouri's had. So that's been part of the last 2 years. But also it's starting to feel like this might be the team Konzo's been building toward a little bit for a couple years. He's finally got a lot of his type of guys in place. They're experienced, and they've been much better for the first, you know, I don't know how many weeks it's been because time just is not a thing anymore. But first four games of the season than I probably expected it to be.
Mark Smith, there was a bright spotlight on him in last year's matchup. I think that will probably still be the same this year. We'll be different with no fans, but he struggled against the Illini last year. He's now averaging over 17 a game, shooting higher than 52% from three now as a senior. What do you see out of Mark, and what do you think about his game and what he is on this team?
I think it took 4 years, but we're finally seeing the player that coaches thought they were getting out of Edwardsville, you know, when he was a senior in high school. Because for 2 years now, Konzo's been telling us, hey, this is a guy that can drive, he can do other things. We've never seen it. I mean, all he's been here his first 2 years is a spot-up shooter. But he's driving to the basket. He's got a pump fake. He's handling the ball. He says, I think he's healthy. He had a foot injury last year. He was all banged up the year before. He looks more athletic and you know, better than he has in the past. So I think that's a big part of it. But he's really been the one guy on this team, but he's been there every night. Pinson's had off nights, Tillman's had an off night, Drew Smith has had an off night, but Mark Smith has been there every night, and really, outside of him, Missouri's shooting every bit as poorly as it did last year. I mean, they were like 30% of the team last year from three. It was one of the lowest marks, if not the lowest mark in school history. Mark's shooting 52%, and the team's still only at 32%. So yeah. That tells you what everybody else is.
That isn't good at all. Gabe DeArmond is our guest. Follow him on Twitter. It's at PowerMizzou.com. Now, that's my favorite thing to do, Gabe, is say .com. And you're messing that up, man. It's at PowerMizzou.com. You're not letting me get the dot in there.
Yeah.
Gabe, let me ask you about Jeremiah Tillman. Honestly, when I say this, I'm being honest. I feel like he's in his 12th year in college now, because we heard all about him for a year or two before he even got to college. Of course, Illinois in on that recruitment heavy. And now he's in his fourth year at Missouri. How has Jeremiah, has he gotten better the last couple of years, or has he kind of gotten to a point where he's kind of plateaued?
Well, I think he plateaued the last couple of years. We'll see this year, right? I mean, early
right.
There have been some very encouraging moments. I mean, he hasn't really... He was in foul trouble a little bit at Wichita State. But other than that, he hasn't been. The last game they played against Liberty, and I think most people that are at Liberty, whatever. Well, they've already beaten two SEC teams. They're an NCAA tournament team. And they were leading Missouri most of the night. It was about a two-point game when Jeremiah came back in with 6.5 minutes left. And he had a 2.5 minute stretch where he had 4 points, four rebounds, and an assist. And, I mean, just kind of took – it's almost just an emotional thing with him. When he plays with energy, he can be a monster, and he can take over games, but he's tended sometimes to get, I don't know if bored or disinterested, I think it's more just down a little bit over the last 3 years, and he's got to avoid that. And it's funny you say it seems like he's in his 12th year, because I was joking with somebody I know that covers Illinois the other day. I said, so when Trent Frazier takes the extra year and comes back next year, is that his ninth or tenth? That smokes the same way.
Touche.
That's a good call. Gabe, last year, the matchup, it seemed like Illinois showed up for a basketball game and Missouri was there for a street fight. And I know that Underwood said that Missouri took it personal and they necessarily maybe didn't. What have you noticed about just the way guys like Mark and Tillman, Javon Pickett, who's played really well in this rivalry, how they've approached this game in particular, and maybe how they get extra fired up for it?
Well, it was funny. We were doing post-game interviews after the Liberty game. Somebody asked Tillman about the Illinois game. He started out and he said, you know, I'm from Illinois. And then he kind of looked off to the side of the screen. Obviously, we can't talk to anybody in person. He kind of looked off to the side, and he looks back and kind of giggles and says, but it's just another game. I mean, it's definitely not just another game for Javon Pickett, who seems to have his best game every year in this game. It clearly was just another game for Mark Smith last year. I think the nerves in the situation got to him a little bit. You know, just all the connections are pretty interesting. And you would think it's probably a little bit less of a deal when these guys' third and fourth years, and especially the situation it's going to be this year. I mean, they've been through this a couple times. You know, and so I'm not sure Konzo has to stress it quite as much. But I was talking to somebody the other day, and you guys would know much better about this than I would, because I don't know necessarily how much playing time he would get on this Illinois team, but if this Illinois team had this version of Mark Smith, I mean, look, they're already legit top 10.
Right.
But you had a guy that's shooting 52% from three-point range, and that's a heck of a piece.
That's a great call. And yeah, I know that the fans sat there last year and said, we could really use a Javon Pickett. 17-6 last year, 16-4 the year before that. So, yeah, best game of his career has probably been against Illinois. Who is, for Illinois fans out there, who is he when he's not playing the orange and blue?
Good call.
You know, he's not a guy that you're ever going to go into a game thinking, yeah, he's probably going to get it. He is kind of a barometer player for Missouri. I mean, when he scores in double figures, Missouri almost always wins. It's like 11 out of the last 12 or something.
Wow.
But he's a defensive player. He does some of the dirty work. He's not a great shooter. You know, but clearly I think that game means a little bit more to him, because I think we all know the situation with Illinois. I think Illinois, I mean, they were upset when Tillman left. I think sure. They would have liked to keep Mark Smith if Mark Smith's freshman year maybe had gone better. The impression I always got that's cool. We're good. You know, and so I think that probably lights a little bit of a fire under him, but he's a little bit of a whipping boy for Missouri fans when things aren't going well, because he's not a guy that's going to score 20 very often. But when he plays well, you know, he really makes a difference for this team, and he is – I think Tonzo sees a lot of him in Javon Pickens. You know, a guy that maybe not the best athlete, maybe not the best shooter, but he gets everything out of what he's got because he works so hard.
Gabe DeArmond, wrapping up with him, Power Mizzou. He's the publisher. Follow him on Twitter, at PowerMizzou.com. All right, we've talked about Smith, Tillman, Penson, obviously, Javon Pickett. Is there one other guy or a couple maybe that Illinois fans should look at? And, you know, it seems like there's always that one guy in this series that comes out and you're like, wait a minute, who's that? Why is he knocking down shots or why is he doing this? Is there another guy from Missouri that Illinois fans should maybe keep an eye out for tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, Drew Smith's their best all-around player. He's capable of scoring 20 or 25. He doesn't necessarily do it a lot, but he's just a guy that if you look down at the end of the night, he has 14 points and 5 rebounds and 4 assists and 3 steals, and he just kind of does a little bit of everything. He's the best player. I think Pinson's the guy that he probably should concern you, hey, this is a guy capable of taking over a game. He had like a 5-game stretch where he scored 30 or more 4 times, set a new career high 3 times last year in about 2 weeks. So, you know, the one thing Tonzo's done, he's actually settled on an 8-man rotation early on this year. And he's always said he's going to in the past. And then, like, you look up at the first TV timeout, 9 dudes have already played in the game. He can't help himself. But he's got his roster. He knows his roster, and he's settled on it this year. So I don't really think there should be anybody that Illinois fans are caught off guard by.
Sure.
That said, who knows? Maybe this is the game St. Louis kid Torrence Watson kind of finally gets on the floor and hits 9 threes. I don't know. That's the way it's gone the last couple of years.
It has.
One more for you, Gabe. I can't help but think. Now, Ohio came to Illinois and gave the Illini a scare. And part of that was their bench was really chatty. So Georgie misses a shot at the free throw line. And you hear, hey, nice shot, buddy. Now, I don't know if we'll get that in this game, but what do you think about no fans and maybe some bench trash talk? Would you expect any of that tomorrow?
I guess. I mean, it's a possibility. There's like a history between these teams. Nothing happened last year, right?
Right.
I mean, there weren't two technicals on a guy or anything like that. I do, and I think it's great for this level. I don't really think they like each other. I don't think it's an act. I legitimately think some of the Illinois guys don't like the kids that switched over to Missouri, and I don't think Missouri's got a whole lot of love maybe for the Illinois guys. So I think that's great. I like it. It makes the matchup better.
Amen.
I've always said it's one of my favorite sporting events, and you know, it'll be different this year, but I'm glad they're doing it.
Amen. Gabe, you just said it exactly. I'm so glad that this thing has continued, and I'm sure Missouri fans felt the same like Illinois before they had announced it. Everybody, all the Illini fans were like, man, we've got to play Missouri. I just love that it has gotten to that point, and it's taken a lot of blood, sweat, and tears through the years, I assume, but I mean, we're here, and it's always fun every year, and to not have it this year would have been just another stinky thing, I guess, about 2020. So I'm glad that that we're getting it done. Gabe DeArmond, Power Mizzou, publisher of Power Mizzou. Follow him on Twitter, at PowerMizzou.com. Always great to have you on, Gabe. Always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, buddy. That is Gabe DeArmond. DeArmond. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. In my mind, I'm like, wait, did I say that?
Until you questioned yourself. Yeah,
right, exactly. Of course. But you had mentioned to me, I asked you, I clipped the mics real quick, and I said, does Missouri play fast? And I think we'll hear that from Brad Underwood coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to play about 17 minutes of audio from today's session with the media. But you said that they are starting to play a little faster, and it has everything to do with their point guard.
Xavier Penson. You're probably familiar
with. He's a Simeon guy, right?
He is. Uh-huh. Out of Chicago. And he was coming off the bench his first 2 years at Missouri, now starting point guard. And he's really, really quick, especially in transition. So it's something they, when they get stops, they're trying to get out and run. And for reference, you look at KenPom and average length of possession. Illinois, who you know wants to play fast, is 16.2 seconds per possession. Missouri is 16.3.
Wow.
So it might be an up and down affair.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Simeon or Simeon?
Simeon is what I say.
I think it is Simeon.
I used to say Simeon for
a
long
time.
I did
too. And then I think I just heard enough coaches from there maybe say Chicago Simeon, and I'm like, well, it's got to be Simeon. That's just one of those words I feel like I'm always saying wrong when I say it. So I'm ready, man. I'm ready for this bragging rights. You brought up a good point with the benches, and I thought Gabe – followed that with another great point, too, that these guys don't like each other. And I know that's going to be the case this year with Iowa after what happened between DeMonte and McCaffrey and also on the bench and all the talking with Chen and some of the coaches. They don't like each other at all. And it's not one of those where it's just one of, you know, like, well, you're Indiana, we're not supposed to like you. I mean, this is personal. You know, Mark Smith was here. Jeremiah Tillman, we thought, was coming here. Javon Pickett had verbaled, right, to John Gross and then changed his mind. And now all three of those guys are down in Missouri. Plus, you've got Xavier Pinson, a Chicago kid that's down there. And you know more than anything, he wants to win this game. And then you've got an Illinois crew that's sitting here saying, we haven't beaten them in 2 years. Io DeSumo has never beaten Missouri. That's weird to think. And I know that.
And it will seem wrong if he leaves here after 3 years and never beat him.
Can you imagine? And Brad Underwood, what, is 2-2 against Missouri? Would that be right? No, this is his fourth year, so he's 1-2. So that would be nice for Brad to get back to that 500 mark. And, of course, you know, we haven't, I don't think, we don't run into Missouri recruiting that much, do we?
Haven't recently.
Recently, I mean, yeah.
Now, maybe the last time was EJ, and they both lost to Ohio State. But, of course, the guys that are playing on the Missouri side, Mark Smith, Tillman, those were Illinois-Missouri kind of battles.
And probably they helped sway him to not come to Illinois. Personally, those guys. I wonder if they did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time, right? By the way, your guy, EJ, he is out right now, right?
He is. There's been a report that he's out indefinitely with a non-COVID-related illness.
Okay.
And he is the Buckeyes' leading scorer and rebounder, so that's a big loss for them.
He does know, right, that if he would have come here, Illinois would have been a shoe-in for a national title. Does he know that?
He was surely listening to the show when you said it yesterday, so I think
surely,
he knows.
Surely he knows that the only thing missing, really, is a dominant four for Illinois, and he's that. He is a dominant four for Illinois. Can you imagine he and Kofi? I can't imagine that. With the guards that Illinois has, sign me up for that national title game.
That'd be a heck of a front line.
Oh, my goodness.
And good luck scoring at the rim, because EJ is athletic, long, good shot blocker, great rebounder.
Didn't he have like 6 shot blocks against us? Block shots, I'm sorry, last year in that game?
Sounds right.
He did everything in that game. Everything in that game. I was standing in a Illini ready to throw a beer through a TV. And I'm like, Lon, you can't do that here.
Because 17, 11, one block.
Oh, only one block.
Yeah.
Okay. It was probably the biggest play of the game. That was probably what happened. All right. I need to get a little Illinois juice going. So I queued up on YouTube. I'm going to take you to break. And I think it's not going to be the best quality, but it's little 3-1 for Illinois. Let's get it in there. Get this thing rolling. Next hour, Brad Underwood, and we got Who You Got as well. It is The Drive.
Time of year can be a challenge, especially during COVID-19. That's why the College of Aces at the University of Illinois is sharing this reminder. The application due date for Aces and other majors is January 5th for fall 2021. You can learn more at aces.illinois.edu/future-students, or you can apply today at aces.illinois.edu/apply, or give Aces a call at 217-333-3380. That's 333-3380. Aces is more than meets the eye.
My name is Mark Flumacher and I am a Champaign County farmer. Champaign County has been my family's home for 4 generations. I farm to preserve and conserve the soil and water. I farm to be a worthy steward of this ground that I call home. I farm so that both my family and yours can enjoy the wonders that come from the changing of the seasons. Champaign County is home, and I farm so the next generations can also have the joy of calling Champaign County home. Champaign County Farmers Care, a message from the Champaign County Farm Bureau.
Hi. I'm Craig McDonald with the McDonald Group Real Estate Group, but we're not talking real estate today. We started a podcast called Champagne with Craig. Make no mistake, I love this community and those that make it great. We will have lively topics, amazing people that don't get enough credit for what they do in our community. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast channel, Champagne with Craig. That's spelled C-R-E-G, C-R-E-G, Champagne with Craig. I hope you listen.
Are you in the market for a new home? You don't have to settle for just the three or four loan products that many banks offer. Hi, I'm Joni Utenage, mortgage lender with Molitor Financial Group right here in Champaign. Unlike most banks, with just one application and one credit pull, I can shop the top wholesale lenders in the nation to find the best loan product for you. Ready to get started? Contact me today at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
NMLS number 689931. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Winter. I don't like it. All the jeans and hoodies, they double my laundry size. They double my workload. I'm not having it.
You need a large capacity Electrolux front load washer from Dick Van Dyke Appliance Works.
I had a front loader before. Crying out loud, vibrated the whole house.
Electrolux is top rated for least vibration or your money back.
Don't I have to buy those super duper expensive pedestal bases?
Pedestals are buy one, get one free for a limited time.
That's a $320 value.
It's a crazy good deal. Pick your color, white or sparkling titanium. Electrolux accepts pods. Fast 15-minute wash cycle and a water heater that annihilates harmful bacteria. And our free 10-year protection plan.
Great! Will it fold my laundry?
It sure does not.
No problem. That's what my kits are for.
Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Pia's Sports Bar and Grill at 1609 West Springfield Avenue near Madison, Champaign has a huge heated tent and big screen TVs so you can meet fans and root on your favorite team.
I-L-L-I-N-I. Cheer on the Illini at Pia's. The pregame fun starts at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill.
Pia's curbside service is available as you order delicious food.
Pia's serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more.
Support small businesses like Pia's today. Learn more at piassportspub.com.
Invest in yourself and your team in 2021. Leadership 2.0, presented by the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce and Jarris Duncan of MAPS Coaching, as you get to know your team's personalities to take your business to the next level. Improve communication and collaboration. Leadership 2.0 will be held over Zoom every other Wednesday from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. starting January 13th and running through the end of March. Sign-up deadline is January 8th at 5. For details, visit champaigncounty.org.
I feel like if I'm going to talk about an SIU basketball game against Murray State, this is kind of a perfect intro into that.
I would agree.
I'm making fun of myself, by the way. It's The Drive with Tay and Piper. Southern's 2-0. Thank you to Beer Can Kerr here on the College of Aces text line. They're 2-0. They've got Murray State tonight. Murray State is good. I think that game is in Murray.
Is it? Let's see. I'm seeing Southern.
Oh, is it at Carbondale?
6:30.
Banterra like Center or whatever.
At Carbondale.
The former SIU Arena. Mike Reese on the call.
Yep.
Okay. I wish that was Banterra. On TV. Is it on Fox Sports Midwest by chance? You could make my night.
If ESPN3.
Yeah! One of these years, I'm going to get technologically advanced to where I can watch an ESPN3 game. But it won't be tonight. The other thing tonight that I will be watching is the Territorial Cup. I think it's the oldest trophy game in college football.
Really?
And that's Arizona versus Arizona State. I told him, I was talking to Lucas, he's flying home tomorrow, and I'm like, you going to watch that game? He's like, oh, yeah. So that spread's gotten down to 8.5. Arizona State is 0-2. They've lost two games by, like, a total of 6 points. Lost to USC and UCLA. Arizona's 0-4. They're not very good. Arizona State's won three straight in this series, so I think this would make four. I think Arizona State beats them. And here's the best thing. It's in Tucson, which means next year, Lucas's senior year, this game is in Tempe, and I will be there. I will be there for that
game. Nice, I love it.
I cannot miss that game next year in Tempe because I've never been to a Territorial game. I've been to an Arizona State football game. They beat Utah. They upset Utah that day. But I've got to go watch them against Arizona. I think that would be fun to watch those teams. That's ESPN 6 o'clock tonight if you're bored and need something to watch. All right, when we come back, Brad Underwood, uninterrupted for about 17 minutes. He met with Derek Piper in the media today. We'll do that. And Hans D's got Who You Got? Grab Bag Edition. We'll do it all next hour. And get your coolers and cold beer out. It's time to have one. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.